Okay, approval of the January 22nd and February 9th meeting minutes. I think I had a... I did.
Mr. Chair, I have a question on the January 22nd meeting.
Okay.
And hopefully our board attorney can help us with this, but my question is, it shows us Daniel Press and myself and Les and Monica all absent, and this was a panel meeting. It wasn't a scheduled board meeting. And I don't think it should be qualified as an absence. It's really not clear.
I think that's a good point.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
I suggest that we change the heading under minutes. Instead of saying regular meeting, we change it to panel hearing. And down below where it says board members present, that we leave that as is. And in the next column where it says absent, we change that to board members not present.
Okay.
Which better explains that it was a panel hearing.
How's that, Mr. Jeffries?
Well, I don't know how that, but that makes...
How about we do this? How about instead of saying board members present, say panel members present, and then panel members absent, none.
Yeah.
Why are these other guys even being dragged into this?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Sure.
We could just put panel members present,
yes,
and put the three of us
and not have the others listed.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Okay, then let's do it that way.
Because it was a panel hearing. And
right.
The panel is here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other changes, Mr. Jeffries?
I'll move approval on.
That would only be one meeting. That would only be one meeting you missed, Russ.
That's true. Then I'll move on to February 9th. Probably should have a motion, separate motion.
Let's do a separate motion because I have a question about the February 9th.
Okay.
Do you want to do the January?
I wasn't here, so I can't.
I'll move the January minutes
as amended.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so that carries. What's that?
Okay, we're going.
Yeah, and the abstentions we have would be the rest of the board that is here. Do we need to have them put their names on the record for the abstentions? Okay, who is abstaining from that vote? Could you please identify yourselves?
Russ,
we'll start. Okay.
Abstain, Dave
Hodgman. Okay.
Monica Hodgman.
Oh, and Les Bowker. All right. Thank you. With the February 9th minutes, question I had for...
What page?
Page 4, the Salinas Phase 1 status report. The only thing I wanted to make sure was included was some concerns that I raised with the discharger towards the end of this matter that... my concern being that, how the current delays in coming into compliance would affect their achieving compliance, through the remaining years, 3, 4, and 5, and that I was cautioning them to try to address that as, quickly as they could and to not come to the hearing where we would then renew the permit again and find out that they couldn't, meet certain milestones that I was suggesting that they let us know about that in advance, at least let staff know in advance what's going on so that we're not kind of blindsided with, a failure to come into compliance.
In the future.
In the future, yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the future, meaning coming into compliance with the years 3, 4, and 5 milestones that they're supposed to achieve. Other than that, I don't have any other changes to make to the February 9th minutes. Any other board comment?
Move for approval.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor with
aye.
The
aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. And we'll include then the changes that we just addressed.
Okay.